So recently we were talking on the show about how I thought maybe I had a moment where I thought, oh, did I just get popped? Did I just get fired? Because I tried to log into my computer. My work email said contact system administrator. I tried it a couple times, still the same result.
Your login seemed disappeared.
Yes, exactly. So I rebooted. Thankfully, everything's fine.
That is the most basic
of
IT things.
It's like, did you turn it off and turn it back on? Right. At least I did that and I didn't.
And it worked.
I know.
There's a reason they say that.
I had actually talked to my boss or, you know, our boss about that. And he was like, at least you rebooted until you gave me, you know, before you gave me a call at like 4 in the morning.
I would have immediately started firing off a text. Did you need to tell me something? Why can't I log on? What's going on?
Then we got this message from Jessica that kind of doubled down on the whole, like, thinking you were fired thing.
She said, hey, guys, after hearing about Ben's scare this morning, I wanted to share what happened to me last year. My boss accidentally added me to the group email titled, who's covering Jessica's shift now that she's gone?
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that was the icebreaker to let me know that I was toast.
Wow.
I was better off without that job anyway. Just thought I'd share, though. Keep up the funny, XOXO. That is wow.
That is some passive aggressiveness from the old boss.
That could have been savage passive aggressiveness.
Unless,
but that's probably just an absolute mistake.
I was going to say, we don't know where Jessica works. So, I mean, maybe that was a thing where her boss was trusting other people to like take care of email stuff and everything before the announcement was made
but
or whatever.
It's like, even so, that is a damning email to have a paper trail of, like being sent before she was told she's fired. Savage.
Or that was a scheduled send.
Maybe.
And something happened and she was late to work and meeting bumped back and then everything just started. Oh my God.
Did she answer though? That is.
Hey, that's curious.
Hey, who is going to, you know, just get with me and I'd be happy to fill you in. Am I going on vacation? LOL.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty savage.
That is beyond savage.
All right. Well, would love to hear some of the more random ways you found out you were toast, as Jessica put it.
As in more than just being called into the boss's office and saying, we're not going to need you to come in anymore.
Right. Was there a way that you knew, like,
after Labor Day weekend, we're not going to need you to come in anymore? Hope you had a great weekend.
We're going to let you spread your wings. What does that mean?
I didn't even get to spread your wings. We're just not going to need you to come in anymore.
Right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of those stories coming up. Were you given the email with the subject line, who's covering Jessica's shift now that she's gone when
included?
Your name is Jessica?
Oopsies. I don't think she was meant to get that email.
You know, it's kind of when you knew that you were toast. Random way that you found out you were fired. This all kind of stemmed from I got a contact system administrator when I tried to log into the work computer and I was like, duh! And I had a moment.
After the long weekend.
Yeah, I had a moment. So Hannah said, I found out I was fired when I walked into the office and someone else was already sitting at my desk. Using the coffee mug I use.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was a temp, but the temp was there early.
Wow.
They got a temp.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Sorry, I got my days wrong. I'm sure that everything's fine.
Like, we didn't even wait to find a replacement. We're just letting you go. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get someone to slide in there who has no idea how to do your job. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the temp agency, they vetted him, so we're good.
Rebecca, HR sent me a LinkedIn connection request with the message, best of luck in your next role.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Again, I feel like the timing on these are
matters.
At play. That,
like,
matters.
Maybe they were, like, another department was sending that message and the boss just hadn't relayed that message first.
Yeah. We got a text from Ansley who said, my paycheck bounced. That's when I knew. They called the whole department into the conference room.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the paycheck bouncing is tough.
Oh. man. Oh, that's rough.
Random way you found out you were toast.
David, my manager unfriended me on Facebook.
Okay.
And then I got a notification that they'd posted a now hiring ad for my exact job. I was a kick in the junk. That does that. That has to hurt.
That is, you know, kudos to you for noticing that, because a lot of times you don't notice that you've been unfriended.
The petty side of me just like, I would apply.
Well,
I feel like I'm qualified for that. I think I'll submit my resume.
There was a story in our industry that was going around. I think an old boss told me that they were doing like a secret search for a replacement for someone who's on staff. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of those blind postings.
You don't really know the job specifically that you're applying for.
And the person
for,
that was
there.
Being replaced applied for it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
And they were
did
like,
they get an interview?
Yeah, right? And it just like was like a little confirmation that, yeah, it's probably good that
okay,
our time's done.
All right. Okay, Jocelyn, I was fired during a Zoom work call, but I didn't realize it because my Wi-Fi froze right when they said it.
No.
I only figured it out when my calendar went completely blank.
Oh, no.
That's a technical issue.
That is rough.
Yeah, that's tough. Trina says, I've got you all beat.
Uh-huh.
I went on vacation. Came back to find my name had been X'd through on the break room birthday calendar.
Wow. She must get in before the rest of the staff.
Maybe.
Because there's no one in there like, ooh, Trina, the boss needs to see you. You know?
I mean, but again, it's the whole, let them go on vacation.
Yep, let them go. Then come back,
come
you know.
Back and find out. Mm.
Come in early. You go into the break room to get some coffee because you're there early and you're like,
why don't they care about my birthday anymore?
Well, my birthday's coming up later this month. What's going on? Why'd they X through my name?
I was going to bring cookies.
That stinks. All right. Awful. Well, hey, good stories. I'm glad that we can share in each other's misery.
Hopefully nobody is going to find themselves in that situation today.
Right. Anytime soon. Yes.
If you do, though, just know you're not alone.
You're not alone. There you go. It's 99.7 DJX.